You're listening to Split Reel, the Chicago Independent Radio Project show on popular culture and societal attitudes. I'm your host, Kevin Fulham, and I'll be examining how film, television, and other elements of mass media both shape and reflect how we think about the world. For more information or for archived shows, visit splitreelradio.net.
Okay, just about time. We started calling the shot. Ann Feeney starts off every edition of the Brain Labor Report with War on the Workers. Jason, it is a war on the workers. Oh, yeah, let's introduce ourselves. This is Wes Brain. I'm host of the show.
This is Jason Houck. I'm the engineer.
War on the workers. We're seeing it here in Southern Oregon. I started to say Ashland, Oregon. That's where we originate, this KSKQ broadcast, your community radio station. But here in the Rogue Valley, there's a war on the workers. People are feeling from one corner of the valley to the other and beyond. I'll tell you what's going on. The Medford strike is going on. Jason, it's going to be...
Okay, good afternoon. This is Lady Di here, darling, with Chatting Up, your host of Chatting Up with Lady Di here on WOMR 92.1 FM in Provincetown, and of course WFMR 91.3 in Orleans, and on our website at WOMR.org. You know, we are the voice and spirit of Cape Cod and beyond. Now, the main purpose of Chatting Up with Lady Di's program is to enlighten our listeners on the GLBT issues that are related to everyone, that's young and old, who live, work, and play on Cape Cod and beyond. Now, the subject matter today is from Stonewall 1969 to the Promise Place School 2004. What do you get when you combine?
Aproximadamente un mes atrás, una de mis amigas fue detenida en el freeway por un policía y gracias a Dios no pasó a mayores, solamente le dio un ticket. La policía tenía la oportunidad de llevarla arrestada y llevarla a la cárcel, pero eso no fue el caso. Ese es el miedo que vive la comunidad latina día tras día por no tener una licencia de manejo y sin saber si ir al trabajo y regresar llegarían sanos y salvos a sus casas. Ese es el miedo que uno como latino debe de arriesgar y debe de pensar.
Good afternoon, Spokane. You are listening to Down to Earth here on KYRS LP Spokane, 89.9, best heard on 92.3, and streaming all the time wherever you're at kyrs.org. This is Down to Earth, your weekly locally produced environmental news and perspective show. We are heard every Tuesday afternoon, 12:30 to 1:15 p.m. This is our show for Tuesday, May 10th, and I'm your host, Bar Mihailovic.
And I'm your host, Paul Dillon. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm going to scoot the mic a little bit.
You're now listening to the Northwest Soapbox, the platform for residents of the Northwest to step up and say what's on their mind.
Last week, City Council voted on the 2012 Earned Sick Days Bill. With a vote of 11-6 for the measure, it was passed, but a two-thirds majority, or 12 votes, is needed to override another expected veto from Mayor Nutter. This week on the Soapbox, we speak with Janet Filanti, Executive Director of Child Space Cooperative Development Incorporated, about the bill, why it's a necessity for workers, and a public health issue here in the city of Philadelphia.
The reason why this vote is important...
88.1 WPEB. Your West Philly community radio station. In the last three decades, the prison population in Pennsylvania has risen by 600%, while violent crime has stayed put or gone down. Politicians, prosecutors, and police have targeted low-income communities of color, stopping, harassing, and arresting our neighbors, and leaving whole generations with criminal records. Enough is enough. Incarcerate PA is a coalition of individuals and organizations working to put an end to the damaging system we call mass incarceration, and our three-point platform outlines how we aim to get there.
Hello, caller?
Yes, I'm calling.
calling to speak to my son, Jerry Prince.
All righty, go right ahead. You're on the air now.
Jerry, I'm called. This is your mother call. I called to wish you Merry Christmas. I love you. The family said hello. Merry Christmas. Sheila said hello. Janice said hello. Lawrence said hello. We love you. Merry Christmas.
Caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes, hi. What's your message you want to send out this evening?
I want to send to my grandson, Tahid, and tell him I love him. I'm waiting for him to come home. All the family love him.
And where are you calling from this evening?
I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Oh, great. And where is Tahid?
He's in Salinas Valley State Prison in Soledad, California.
And when was the last time you got to see him?
About a year ago.
Well, I'm sure he appreciates your message this evening.
Okay, God bless you. Bye-bye.
Hey, Uncle Mike, I love you. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, and this is Crystal. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Love you.
My name is C.J. Smith. I'm calling to give a message to Andre Pearson. He's at Atwater, and I'm his aunt. And Teddy Bear, I just want to let you know in this time of the year that I love you, and I miss you, and I wish I could see you.